It's a cold winter afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and there are a few snowflakes in the air as well. Now, we largely missed out on a storm last night into this morning. It tracked southeast of New England. We were just on the northwest fringe of the storm, and that meant some snow for the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Connecticut, and also the Pioneer Valley. Snow amounts, though, were higher further east. In spots in eastern New England, snow accumulated to over 7 inches. Portions of Long Island picked up close to 9 inches of snow. So in those areas, the storm overperformed and definitely surprised many forecasters. In our area, though, as expected, the snow was quite light. Now, there are still a few snow showers around today as a disturbance is working its way through from the west. Also, a neat little local effect right around the capital region, something called Mohawk-Hudson Convergence. The idea is that the wind comes out of the north in the Hudson Valley, out of the west in the Mohawk Valley. The winds come together. That means they converge, and that causes lift, resulting in some snow in and around the capital region. And that was actually discovered through local research, a collaboration between the National Weather Service in Albany and also university students and scientists at the University at Albany. Okay, so there's a snow shower in the forecast for the first part of the night as that disturbance continues to come through. And then it works out. Be aware that there may be some slippery spots on the roads this evening. We'll clear out late with lows in the single digits and teens. I will mention the moon, the blue moon, that is full tomorrow, should be visible late tonight, first thing tomorrow morning. But the lunar eclipse that will occur will happen after the moon sets. So we are not expected to see the lunar eclipse around here because it's just going to happen after the moon is no longer visible. The weather picture is quiet to start off tomorrow, but clouds will return quickly, and there's the chance for some light snow showers later tomorrow, especially north and west of Albany. Temperatures tomorrow are in the 20s and 30s. And then Thursday night into Friday, our next storm is set to come in, likely to start as a mix of rain and snow on Thursday. A transition over to all snow Thursday night into Friday morning could result in some slippery travel once again and accumulating snow, so we'll keep you posted on that over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, clearing late, lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon snow showers with highs in the low to mid-20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, then clearing out with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon snow showers and highs in the low to mid-20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, clearing after midnight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, then clearing after midnight, low around 10. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late day snow shower, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with a chance of light snow and rain, highs in the 30s to around 40, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or some light snow, especially early in the day, breezy and much colder, high 20 to 25. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.